Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA playoffs last night, Chris Middleton and Giannis Antetokounmpo each had impressive double-doubles as the Bucks edged the Nets 86-83 to pull within 2-1 in the Eastern Conference semifinals. Meanwhile, the Jazz took a 2-to-none lead in their series with the Clippers 117-111. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Golden Knights advanced to the semifinals by doubling up the Avalanche in Game 6 of their second-round series 6-3. In Major League Baseball, the Twins nipped the Yankees 7-5, the Red Sox topped the Astros 12-8, the White Sox bested the Blue Jays 5-2, and the Phillies bounced back to beat the Braves in 10 innings 4-3. In softball, Oklahoma won its 5th national championship with a 5-1 win over Florida State in the Women's College World Series. Giselle Juarez allowed just 2 hits in Game 3 and was named the most outstanding player after finishing 5-0 with 4 runs allowed over 31 1/3 innings. And in tennis, the women's final for the French Open is set. Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova defeated unseeded Tamara Zidanzic 7-5, 6-3 to become the first Russian woman to reach a Grand Slam final since Maria Sharapova at the 2015 Australian Open. Pavlyuchenkova will face Barbara Krejcikova, who defeated Maria Sakkari 7-5, 4-6, 9-7. In other news, the college football playoff could triple in size. A person familiar with the situation says a proposal to be considered next week would expand the playoff from 4 to 12 teams, with 6 spots reserved for the highest-ranked conference champions. I'm Jesse King.